Mary of Magdala went to the tomb for a reason. She went not on her own, but with other women who had accompanied Jesus from Galilee. And they went to the tomb to finish what they had begun, but had not been able to complete on the Friday that our Lord had been buried, because they had not had the time to anoint him, to give his body the due honor and respect that it deserved. And so they went to the tomb with ointment, with oil with which to anoint the body of our Lord, a last act of love and of dignity for one who had died. They went to the tomb expecting to find a tomb. There is one person who is notable for her absence at the tomb that Easter Sunday morning, and it is Our Lady. She didn't go. And you might ask, why? It was her son who died. This is the Virgin Mother, one who experienced the suffering of Good Friday in a way that no other human being has ever done, because of the purity of her love for our Lord. And she wasn't there at the tomb on the Sunday morning. She wasn't there because she knew she didn't need to be, because she knew that he wasn't there. She is the one disciple of our Lord who took what he said seriously. On the third day, the Son of Man will rise from the dead. She may not have penetrated the mystery of those words completely, but she knew the tomb could not hold her son. And she knew that to meet him again did not mean going to the tomb. He would come to her. You are the inheritors of the faith of Our Lady. You hold in your souls that which she knew in a way that goes beyond explanation and words. You hold that faith that held her through the mystery of what we call Holy Saturday and the entrance into Easter Sunday morning, a knowledge that goes and flows not from experience, but from the perception of the presence of the Lord God. And that knowledge says this: Christ is risen. He lives. In spite of everything that you and I can do to crucify him afresh, Christ lives. He reigns as the Son of the Eternal Father. His triumph over death is complete. His victory over that which conquers us is complete. And he earns that victory for you, not for himself. He conquers death so that you may conquer death. He defeats sin so that you may share that victory with him. And he applies it to you and to me by the gift of holy baptism. You have entered the tomb with him. You have laid down an old life, a life that is dominated not by God but by sin. You have laid that life into a grave. And from that grave, our Lord himself has given to you his own resurrected life. He now lives within you. Look into your souls. Search with care and you will find the living God has been given to you. That is what makes you different. That is what makes the faith different. It's what makes this Easter day so important. We have been bound to the risen Lord, and his glorified life is already a part of you. It may not be a dominant part. It may be a part that lies dormant, in which case I say to you, awaken the life of our Lord in your soul. Stir up the faith that has been handed to you by the church through countless generations of Christians who have gone before you, who have heard the voice of the risen Christ calling to them and transforming them, and have desired that you should know the same resurrected Christ. What we celebrate today is not simply reducible to an historical event. It is a present reality. The risen Christ lives, and he has made his home in you. My brothers and sisters, what is life without the resurrection? What does it mean for us to live without the hope that is given to us through Christ raised from the dead? It means that we look at the work we do not just as a way of putting food on the table, but we see the work we do as part of the path that we construct towards heaven. We look at our families, we look at our friends and those we love, and we see in them the picture of the risen Christ, telling us that we were created not just for this, but for resurrection. We were created for heaven. And until that time, we will guard and protect and steward this world, but knowing we're called to something even greater. That changes our perspective on everything. My brothers and sisters, your baptism is the most important moment of your life, and we renew it each time we call on the grace of the risen Christ within us. He was given that we may be changed, that our knowledge and love of him may be something that drives us in the actions of each day, that we become more visibly Christ the resurrected in this world, because what has been given to us does not belong to us. It is his. He gives us himself that we may transmit him. We truly have work to do. We have a country to convert. We have brothers and sisters to offer the risen Christ to. If that is, that's terrible English. You have to forgive me. But we do have that work. We are apostoloi, sent out ones. Our lives have already been touched by the presence of the risen Christ. We desire that we should not be the only ones in this place to have received so great a gift. We wish to bless the world with that which we have received. My brothers and my sisters, pray this day. Pray as you renew your baptismal commitment to our Lord, your baptismal rejection of sin and of death. Pray as you renew these commitments, that what Christ gave to you in baptism, his own risen life, is renewed in you this day. That your faith, if it is something that remains only a part of your life, begins to take over the way that you think and the way that you live, because you will only be glorified by that process. You will be drawn into the mystery of our Lord's Sacred Heart, for whom this church, this parish, is dedicated. My brothers and sisters, my prayer for you today on this holy Easter morning is that Christ, who is risen, will arise within your soul, that Christ, whose perfected and immortal life is revealed on this day, may be revealed in you. And that like Our Lady, whose confidence, even if not fully comprehending, but whose confidence in her Son remained completely faithful, that that confidence may be known by you, that you may proclaim to this world, to this culture, to this town, He is truly risen. God bless you this Easter day.